Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose. Welcome to episode 40. We're talking about why you may feel like you're spinning out of control and three steps to get you on the right track starting now. The holidays are coming up, and sometimes for a lot of people, that can be a very stressful time. And we oftentimes think that it's just exciting and there's so much going on. But when it really comes down to it, it can provide a lot of stress. Just having to prepare, make sure that you have as many gifts as you think you need to have for Christmas and for the people that you love, to have the food on the table that you think people expect you to have. And it just goes on. The list goes on and on of things that put pressure on us. And oftentimes I actually don't enjoy the times around the holiday because of these exact things. Now, thankfully, my mom is amazing. She does Thanksgiving, and it is such a blessing to get to go down the shore and just enjoy that. The only thing I usually do is desserts, which is my specialty. But around Christmas time is when I have my business, which is a hot chocolate bomb business. It's called Paige's Sweets, and this year I'm actually adding some fun beauty products as well. So it's been a really awesome journey to have this business, but it does add some extra stress to me. But that's a side note to talk about the holidays. That could be adding to your stress, but you may feel like you're spinning out of control just because your life is throwing things at you that you didn't see coming, you didn't expect. Maybe your job is not what you really had anticipated and you feel stuck. Maybe you're in a relationship that's frustrating, or you want a relationship and it's not happening easily. Maybe your marriage is just in a hard place right now, or maybe you're struggling with your kids. There's so many reasons you may be spinning out of control. And so you are here for a reason. Let's jump into this and let's get you on the right track. So maybe you're having a hard time focusing your mind. You can't focus at work. You can't focus when you're taking care of your kids. Maybe you feel so overwhelmed at even just getting out of bed in the morning, let alone going to work or taking care of the kids. Now, you may be struggling with anxiety and depression and overwhelm, maybe a combo of all three. I've been there, and I think that we go through this many times in our life. We may have those mountaintop moments where we're feeling good and everything's great, and then we may go through times where it's hard. And this is life. This is just what happens. So we can't actually control those ups and downs as much as we can control how we choose to handle them. And so I want to encourage you today that you can overcome this frustration and this hardship. And I would say that the only way you can overcome it is to lean on Jesus. Lean on Him. He created you. He knows how important it is to have a relationship with Him and how that will get you through. But let's jump into some signs that you may be spinning out of control. One would be you're so busy, but you're afraid to slow down. Does that sound like your situation right now? When life is crazy busy, oftentimes we get busier to try to keep up and catch up. The more we take on, the less effective we become. When you really analyze this, you'll find fear is the driving force. So you may be afraid to slow down because you think everything will fall apart around you or you're going to disappoint others. Fear says it all depends on me, but God says, no, it doesn't. Fear says, if it's going to get done, I have to do it myself. God says, so you're just going to ignore the 7 billion other people I created? Fear says, if I don't keep pushing, it's all going to fall apart. God says, what happened to rest? If you feel like you're too busy to slow down, you are simply too busy. Number two is work and leisure are turning into one. So work used to be something you went to and you would come home from. And now, thanks to smartphones, work is something you carry in your pocket. And even more so, thanks to work from home jobs, which is what my husband Rick has, sometimes your work is right in your own house. And that can be hard. When your world is spinning out of control, the lines between work and leisure are blurred. You're never really off at home, but you're so out of control that when you're at work, you're not really on either. The third sign that you may be spinning out of control is you overreact or underreact to almost everything. One sure sign you've crossed a line and your world is spinning out of control is that your reactions to things around you and within you are disproportionate. When your world is spinning out of control, you're either numb to everything or you overreact to everything. And I'm sure you've had people in your life even that you have realized are overreacting to things when you say them. They are probably stressed. They probably are out of balance. They're not connected to God and they're not finding that peace. Number four is nothing is fun and you find yourself barely smiling. So if your world is spinning out of control, that memory can feel like it was a long time ago. You may be tempted to believe that life can never be fun again, like you can never relive those amazing memories that you have. When you've lost perspective, I want you to remember God has not lost his. So how do we take control and get ourselves to a better place? Because we don't want to just dwell on why our life is out of control right now. We want to dwell on what we can do, how we can start living a peaceful, joyful, happy life. The first thing you can do is realize something has to change and change it. And I'm assuming that since you clicked on this podcast episode, you know that you need to do something in your life to change it. Taking action is crucial. Because if you don't take action, you're going to end up falling even deeper. The first step is to find things you can let go of to create more time in your schedule. So for me, I found recently that I have committed to a few extra things in my life that have been creating more stress than it was worth. And actually, I'll just give you a little window into what I'm talking about. I started doing my hot chocolate bombs this year, and this is the first year where I really felt like I had overcommitted. I was worried about doing all the shows I could, selling as many as I could, doing bigger sales than ever, and I just realized that I can't do that and take care of my boys effectively. I have to choose, and it's hard to make those choices, but I needed to let that pressure go, those expectations that I was putting on myself go, and realize that I could only do what I could do, and that may be simpler, and that's okay. Life is really all about figuring out what you can and can't live with and then sticking up for that, which is the hardest part. So only you know what you can handle and take on. And right now you're sitting there thinking, you know what? I wasn't realizing this, but now I realize this thing in my life, it is stressing me and I'm going to have to let it go. So for me, I found being more spontaneous in moments actually creates freedom in my schedule. Because then if I feel like I have a free moment, I can take that opportunity right then rather than stressing about it for weeks and planning. I hope that makes sense to you. I hope that you understood what I'm trying to say. When I just tell myself, you know what, if there's a moment to hang out with someone or have someone over for dinner or go on a play date, I'm just going to be spontaneous and then I won't stress myself with all that planning because sometimes planning is good. But other times, it can be overwhelming. Number two is take care of your spiritual and physical health. God does not want to see you feeling as though there's no hope. He created us to have hope and purpose in Him. For me, by spending time every day reading the Bible and pursuing knowing Him more, I feel grounded and loved. Then pursue small steps to better your physical self. When we take care of ourselves, we feel so much more on top of all areas of our life. For exercise, just take baby steps. Do a 10-minute walk on the treadmill. Make your lunch instead of buying it. Just simple little things you can do to make yourself feel better. Number three is pretty simple. It's pursue godly community. As Fred Rogers said, when we can talk about our feelings, they can become less overwhelming, less upsetting, and less scary. That's as simple as that point is, guys. I think it's pretty obvious. Pursue that godly community. Number four is carve out time for yourself every single day, if possible. We tend to do things in different ways through all the different times of life. For a couple of months, Rick and I had a routine of me going to a 30-minute workout class after dinner 5 days a week. That sounds like a lot, but it was a great time to decompress alone after taking care of the kids all day. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so it really helped to have that time to count on, to just have my thoughts and not be pulled on or be making food for someone. But then that transitioned into a couple months where after dinner, Rick would take the kids to play while I grabbed a shower and would read. And now we are back to just all being together in the evenings. There are so many ways to try to incorporate time for yourself in the busyness of life. So really analyze what you need in this moment and then communicate that to your spouse. Communicate that to your family, whoever's around you, and try to make sure you stay consistent with time for yourself. It is not selfish. It is the most important thing to make sure that you are all you can be for those around you. I hope this list helps you to just encourage yourself to get out there and to make a difference in your life. I know how easy it can be to just live in the status quo and to not push ourselves, especially during the holiday season when we are overwhelmed and tired. And I encourage you to don't worry about those expectations. The gifts that you think you have to buy, I think those people that receive those gifts would be more happy just to know that you were taking care of yourself and that you were enjoying the holidays. And I know for me this year, I want to just slow down. I want to enjoy each day of December and just really anticipate the celebration of the birth of Jesus and the whole reason we celebrate Christmas. I'm praying for you through this time. It is my hope that you feel the presence of Jesus in your life, that you know how much he cares about you and made you for a purpose and a reason, that you are where you are today. And I'm so thankful that you choose to spend Wednesdays with me or whenever you're listening to this through the week. New episodes come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m. I'll see you next week.